You're listening to Under a Pile of Books, and I'm your host, Calvin Park. So, I know we're all in the midst of this summer that is weird, or at least those of us in the Northern Hemisphere are in the midst of this summer that is weird because of coronavirus and everything else. And if you're like me, that means that your day job has elements of things that are weird, either because you're working from home more, you're telecommuting more, maybe you're back in the office after a period of time telecommuting, whatever that looks like for you, chances are things are probably different. And I've had this opportunity while sort of in the midst of, you know, weird, strange, different things, to still get the chance to read and whatnot, and to talk about those books that I really enjoy. So, thank you for listening and for, you know, sticking with me for my own reviews and thoughts on books, as well as the interviews that I do with authors. The fantasy community right now has just an incredible number of really great, really cool authors. I think a lot of self-published authors are just doing tremendous work out there, traditionally published as well. And I'm really excited for what I've been reading and what some of the plans that I have in terms of my reading coming up here over the next couple of months. I also know, if you're like me, that you may get into periods every once in a while where you're in a little bit of a reading slump. And I just want to give you a bit of encouragement. I was kind of in that myself recently and came out of it with two books that I read this week. So that's kind of my extended introduction to jump into my week in review. And so my week in review, I actually read two books over the past little more than a week, actually. And those two books were Age of Legend by Michael J. Sullivan and Age of Death, also by Michael J. Sullivan. So both of these books are in his Legends of the First Empire series. So that series begins with Age of Myth, continues in Age of Swords, and then the third book in that series is Age of War. I had read those previously. I have the hardcovers of all of them. I was part of the Kickstarter for, I think, Age of Legend onward. So I have all of them in hardcover. They're absolutely wonderful. They're great books. But anyway, I had read the first three, and then I kind of took a break before reading Age of Legend, and I really wanted to make sure that I had some of the other books. And so then in May, I got Age of Empire, and so I put Age of Legend kind of on my TBR for some point, and I finally pulled the trigger a little over a week ago, opened it up, and started reading. And you know, it was very hard to put down, especially as it got going. By the time I was at the end, I immediately went right into Age of Death, and I read Age of Death in less than 24 hours, which for me is, you know, is pretty good. It's not a long book, so it's very doable to read it in that amount of time. But I read it, I started at like, I don't know, 8 or 9 on Friday night and finished it before 9 o'clock on Saturday night. So, and obviously I had a lot of other stuff I was doing in between sleeping for however long and other stuff as well. So both of these books, Age of Legend and Age of Death, they're books 4 and 5 respectively in Michael J. Sullivan's Legends of the First Empire series. And they're both really good. Age of Legend was kind of picks up the second half of the series. So it's the first three books kind of make a trilogy. The last three books kind of make a trilogy. But the last three books really are kind of act one, act two, act three. There are cliffhangers here. So I recommend when you get ready to read Age of Legend, make sure you have Age of Death and Age of Empire, you know, on your shelf ready to go, because you're not going to want to wait much in between. So anyway, Age of Legend picks up where Age of War left off, and then quickly moves forward by a period of 5 or 6 years, and then you really get into the meat of the story and what's happening now, and the story that Sullivan is really telling in these three books. You get introduced or reintroduced to all of the characters, and you kind of pick up where you left off with them. It's a wonderful cast of characters, unique, interesting, not kind of your standard fantasy fare in a lot of ways. I mean, there are things I'm sure that people could nitpick about the characters, just in terms of you know, trope adjacent kind of stuff. For instance, one of the characters, Roan, she's you know, basically a genius. She just can make connections and come up with new ideas and fresh perspectives on things in really cool ways. But I, you know, some people may not like that. They may think it comes too easy, but there are consequences to that in terms of the social side of her. And I find the character very believable, even if, yes, she has this one thing that she's really, really amazingly good at. To me, it doesn't quite strain credulity because, you know, she has still a believable character arc, and you can kind of look at her and see, like, oh, you know, yeah, okay, she's really brilliant over here, but she doesn't have some of the relational stuff, or, you know, she has this character flaw that kind of holds her back, you know. So to me, it's still really good character development here, and that's just one example. You know, we could go on. One of my favorite characters continues to be Suri. I think, in fact, if you read my review for Age of War, you'll find that really one of my complaints about that book, it was still a great book, but one of my dislikes for that book was it felt like Suri's arc was very much a retread of her arc in Age of Swords. That is not the case in Age of Legend or Age of Death. We're seeing Suri make some progress, grow into her own, and she's at a point now where I really cannot wait to see what happens in Age of Empire. Same thing, we really see Brynn grow quite a bit in Age of Legend and Age of Death. Same thing with Tesh. You know, it's really cool to see these characters growing into their own and really coming to, in some ways, the pinnacle of their particular strengths and you know, what they have to offer. And so it's really, really cool. I've really enjoyed it. Something that my wife mentioned to me as I was reading these and kind of talking a little bit about them, is she said, you know, you haven't really said a whole lot about these books recently. And she was kind of wondering if I liked them or whatnot. And so, you know, one thing that I sometimes don't do enough of, maybe, is Michael J. Sullivan is what I would consider a very well-known self-published author. He was originally self-published, signed a deal with Del Rey, and then now recently has gone back to being self-published. And so I think of him as a very well-known author. But it's quite possible that some of you may not have read any of his books. If that is the case, I cannot recommend Michael J. Sullivan highly enough. He is a phenomenal author. He tells masterful tales, and going along with that, he's just an all-around great guy. I've interacted with him a little bit on Twitter and via email. Again, I kickstarted, you know, was one of the Kickstarter backers for Age of Legend, Age of Death, and Age of Empire. So, you know, I've really enjoyed these books, and it's been cool to get little glimpses behind the scene or whatnot with Michael and Robin and that kind of thing. So very cool. Highly recommend his books. You don't have to start with the Legends of the First Empire series. You can also start with the Rhyria Revelations series or the Rhyria Chronicles series. really, he's written things so that you can read them in any order that you kind of want, as long as you're starting at the beginning of whatever series you're starting with. So anyway, highly, highly enjoyed Age of Legend. Age of Death was masterful. This is going to be one of my favorite fantasy series, period. The Legends of the First Empire. Absolutely. Which leads me into what I have on deck. Age of Empire is obviously going to be one of my next reads, and I say one of, let me explain that for a moment. So, Age of Death ends on a cliffhanger. I want to go on to Age of Empire, but I also kind of don't want it to end. And so, you know, in not wanting it to end, I am thinking that I may read another book before moving on to Age of Empire, just because I want that little, like, I just need that little bit of time to process and maybe not lose the characters or whatnot. So if I don't go straight on to Age of Empire, which I really don't know, I might just go pick it up right after I'm done recording this podcast and start reading. But if I don't, I will be reading one of Will White's Elder Empire novels. So I did a buddy read of the first one with Travis from the Fantasy Inn back in December or January. I really enjoyed the first one. I read whatever it is of Darkness and Dawn, or what is the first one in that series? No, that's the second one. Oh, of Shadow and Sea. Duh. Yes. So I read of Shadow and Sea while Travis read of Sea and Shadow. And those were the first two books. And what's interesting about this series, the Elder Empire series, White has written two novels. So it's a trilogy, but he's written two trilogies. And so of Shadow and Sea follows one group of characters, and the protagonists in Of Shadow and Sea are the antagonists in Of Sea and Shadow, covering the same events, just different perspectives. Conversely, in Of Shadow and Sea, the protagonists there are the antagonists in Of Sea and Shadow, and the antagonists from Of Shadow and Sea are the protagonists in Of Sea and Shadow. So it's kind of neat. It's a little hard to wrap your head around at first, but it's really cool. So I may read the next set in the Elder Empire just to give myself a little break before I dive into Age of Empire and complete that series. But again, I'm not 100% sure how that's going to go. So you will have to wait and see how that turns out, because again, I'm not even 100% sure on my own, but I can say Will White is another one that I don't know if I've mentioned a whole lot on the podcast, because I consider him a very well-known self-published author. But his Cradle series is absolutely wonderful. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Definitely one of my favorite fantasy series. And his Elder Empire series, again, I have not completed that one. The third set of books is out now, so I do plan to complete that this year. But, you know, his Elder Empire series, what I've read of it so far, is very good. So, you know, I want to encourage you to just kind of consider checking out, if you have not, Michael J. Sullivan and or Will White, both excellent authors, putting out some really excellent self-published fantasy. So definitely consider giving them a look if you want. In terms of what's kind of happening in the news and other kind of items of interest in the sci-fi fantasy world, I wanted to mention Warrior Nun, which came out back a couple weeks ago on Netflix. It's a Netflix original series. It's definitely got an interesting premise. You know, there's this secret society of warrior nuns who the leader of them has like an angel's halo embedded in her and can do crazy stuff as a result. And it's kind of cool, interesting. It I watched the first few episodes and it was a lot of fun. However, it just didn't quite capture my attention. I'm not sure why. It's one of those that I may go back and watch a couple more episodes and see if it catches me, but it just didn't do enough to capture my attention. But it is out there, and it is some more, kind of fantasy, historical fantasy, whatever, contemporary fantasy, urban fantasy. I don't even know what you'd call it, paranormal. Something. It's fantasy of some type. And I always like, even whenever it doesn't connect with me super well or doesn't like just grab my attention, I always like pointing out the fantasy series that we are getting from, you know, Netflix and others. Once upon a time, we didn't have quite the same amount of fantasy, particularly on the small screen. And I'm really glad to see that having changed. Obviously, Game of Thrones has a lot to do with that, but nevertheless, really cool. So I'm glad for that. You can check out Warrior Nun. Maybe it will capture your attention a little bit more than it did mine. But either way, it's always good to have more fantasy out there. And then kind of to wrap up just in the news, you might have noticed if you're on Twitter at all that this past week we announced a bit more about Self-Published Fantasy Month. There's a new post from last Wednesday, July 15th, about meeting the team. So if you head to selfpublishedfantasymonth.com, so it's all one word, selfpublishedfantasymonth.com. You can read the post kind of introducing the team. And so this is the brainchild of Jason Aycock, who has been on the he's been on the podcast here before. He's a great guy, a blogger, reviewer. Definitely consider checking out his blog off the TBR. But if you go to selfpublishedfantasymonth.com, he kind of introduces the team. This is his brainchild, and he kind of roped in Beth Tabler and Justine Bergman and myself. And I'm so glad he did, because this has been absolutely awesome working on this with Jason, and I'm so excited for September. So this September is Self-Published Fantasy Month, and we're just encouraging folks, whether you are a blogger, a reviewer, just a reader, whatever, consider reading self-published fantasy this coming September, especially if you haven't read that much self-published fantasy before. If you're kind of new to that sort of you know, that portion of the genre or whatnot, definitely consider reading it. You can also see on selfpublishedfantasymonth.com, we have a read-along that we're going to be doing. And the read-along is for The Thief Who Pulled on Trouble's Braids by Michael McClung. And what's great about The Thief Who Pulled on Trouble's Braids is this is actually the first SPIFBO winner. All right. I've not read it. I'm looking forward to reading it in September. So I can't wait for that. I think I'm going to enjoy it quite a bit. And anyway, that's just one way you can plug in. You don't have to do the read-along. You can read all your own stuff. You can do the read-along and read other stuff. If you've never read Michael J. Sullivan or Will White, consider reading them. Or, you know, the 100 other books that I've self-published books I've talked about here on the podcast, any and all of it, definitely consider reading and enjoying it in September and interacting with us on Twitter, on the website, or elsewhere. We have a Goodreads group that we're going to, that we'll have set up for the read along and all of that kind of thing. So definitely, join us on there, join us on Goodreads, join us on selfpublishedfantasymonth.com, join us on Twitter, use the hashtag, whatever, send me emails, hit me up on Twitter at CParc2005. Let's just have a great time in September reading some phenomenal self-published fantasy. I'm really, really excited about that. So be on the lookout for more about that in the coming weeks. Bookmark selfpublishedfantasymonth.com. And please consider joining us and reading some great self-published fantasy, some great fantasy, period, during that month. So, all right, that about wraps it up for what I have today. I am going to sign off here and go decide if I'm reading Age of Empire right away or pausing a little bit and reading some Will White before I go back to Age of Empire. But whatever I read, I know I'm going to have a great time with it, and I hope you have a great week of reading as well.